Massive day for the unemployed, because the AI bubble just cracked and Meerkat can show you the exact chart where it happened. Anthropic, the trillion-dollar crown jewel of American AI, the company whose entire business depends on replacing millions of workers exactly like you, has hit a wall. The rocket ship revenue growth that justified the biggest valuations in financial history has stalled, hard, and that stall rips the cover off the secret holding up the entire boom. This industry is one gigantic leveraged bet, trillions of borrowed dollars wagered on a job apocalypse that only pays off if AI profitably deletes 10 million white-collar jobs a year. The apocalypse is not coming, the debt is. And when those two facts collide, and they are colliding right now, this whole thing comes down, the valuations, the IPOs, the trillion-dollar promises, all of it. The machine built to replace you cannot pay its own interest bill unless it replaces you, and it is failing. You have outlasted $1 trillion, and you are about to outlast the bubble too, let Meerkat explain. But first context, Meerkat has taken up fishing, a rod, a folding chair, a pond, a thermos of tea the size of a small boiler. Meerkat has caught nothing in 3 weeks and it has been magnificent. Then last Tuesday, the man on the next chair got made redundant, live, over speakerphone, by what was unmistakably a machine. A pleasant automated voice thanked him for his years of service, got his name wrong twice, called him Brendo once, and finished by offering him a discount code for the very software that had replaced him. The fish left, the ducks left. Meerkat stayed, because Meerkat is a professional, and because somewhere between Brendo and the discount code, he realized he was listening to the entire AI economy in miniature. So Meerkat went home, pulled up the numbers, brewed a pot of tea so strong the spoon stood to attention, and spent the next 4 days reading revenue trackers, bond figures, and the public statements of men who are paid to sound calm. Meerkat is not calm. But he does have the whole picture, and you are getting it in three parts. Part 1, The Stall, in which the fastest growing company in the history of humanity suddenly stops accelerating. Part 2, The Bet, in which Meerkat shows you the debt maths that explains why that stall is catastrophic and why your unemployment was always the business plan. And Part 3, The Reckoning, in which the plan collides with reality, loses, and the people at the top start behaving exactly the way people behave right before the music stops. Settle in, it is not as if the pond is going anywhere, and it is certainly not as if you are. Part 1, The Stall. First introductions, because Meerkat assumes nothing. Anthropic is the company behind Claude, one of the two or three smartest AI systems on Earth. It sells intelligence by the drink. Companies and consumers pay subscriptions, or they pay per token, a token being roughly a word that the AI reads or writes. And on the strength of that business, Anthropic has been valued at close to $1 trillion, not revenue, valuation. A price tag near the entire yearly economic output of Switzerland, attached to a company younger than the jeans you are currently wearing for the fourth consecutive day, and understand what a valuation like that actually is. When investors pay $1 trillion for a business earning a fraction of that, they are not paying for the company as it exists, they are prepaying for decades of imagined future perfection, all at once, today. It is like buying a bakery for the price of every croissant it might ever sell until the year 2060, and then standing at the counter demanding the croissants arrive on schedule. Miss one delivery, and the whole price was wrong. Now how does a young company justify a number like that? One word, growth. Not good growth, not strong growth, vertical growth, the kind that breaks charts. And to be fair, for a while, Anthropic delivered exactly that. In January of last year, its annualized revenue was in the low single billions. By this May, it reported $47 billion. That is one of the fastest revenue curves any business has ever produced, and the $1 trillion price tag was built on the assumption that the curve keeps doing that, forever, without a single bad month. Then came the summer. Third-party trackers, the firms that estimate revenue in real time by watching spending data, currently put Anthropic at around $74 billion of annualized revenue. Sounds enormous, and it is. But look at the pace. In May, revenue was reportedly growing at roughly 51% per month. By July, the same trackers have that pace down to roughly 8% a month. The line that went up like a rocket has flattened into a line that goes up like a salary, your old salary, the one you remember fondly. And you can watch the flattening happen in the tracking revisions, week by week, like a patient's chart. $54 billion in late May, $67 in early June, $70 in mid-June, then a wobble backwards, then $71, then $74. That is not a rocket anymore, that is a man on a ladder, taking breaks. Now, one cheeky little asterisk before anyone panics, because Meerkat is fair even when fairness is boring, this is third-party tracking, not audited accounts. It is educated estimation, and it can be wrong by a few billion in either direction, but here is the thing. Even the loudest AI optimists in the investor class, the ones with podcasts and vineyards, are now looking at this same chart on air and calling it a clear headwind. When the cheerleaders admit the stall is real enough to matter. And you might reasonably ask, so what? The company is still growing. 74 billion is more than 47 billion. Meerkat, you absolute drama animal, where is the crisis? Here is the crisis. A $1 trillion valuation on a young, money-losing company is not a measurement, it is a promise. It prices in perfection, years of it, in advance, which means the company does not need bad news to be in trouble, it needs merely good news. At these prices, slowing down is falling. A company priced for a miracle that delivers only excellence has, in the eyes of the market, failed. And Anthropic just delivered its first merely excellent quarter. Quick pause. Why should you, a person whose largest financial position is a loyalty card, care about any of this? Because Anthropic is private, but its story is not. Its valuation is the reference price for the entire AI complex, the number every other deal points at. The chip makers, the cloud giants, the data center lenders, the companies stuffed to the gills inside your index fund and inside the pension of everyone you know, all of them are priced off the same promise that AI revenue only accelerates. When the poster child's curve bends, the repricing does not stay politely inside one company. It travels through the chips, through the clouds, through the fund your mum thinks is in something sensible. So yes, this concerns your household. Not your household specifically, you contribute nothing to it, but the concept of households generally. But to understand why this particular stall terrifies people who understand the plumbing, you need to see what the growth was supposed to pay for, because this is not one company's problem. This is the whole bubble's problem, and it comes with a number attached that will make your eyebrows leave your face. Part 2. The bet. Let Meerkat walk you through the actual economics of the AI boom, using small words and your own tragic circumstances as a teaching aid. So far, somewhere between $3 and $4 trillion has reportedly been poured into the American AI industry. Data centers, chips, power deals, the lot. Now some of that is investor cash, money that can afford to evaporate, but the majority of it is reportedly debt, corporate bonds, borrowed money, and borrowed money has a personality. It does not care about your vision, it does not care about your keynote. It sends an invoice for interest every year, on time, forever, until it is repaid. Run the numbers. On $2 to $3 trillion of debt, at a perfectly normal corporate bond rate of 3 to 4%, the interest alone works out to roughly $100 billion a year, every year, just to stand still, just to keep the lights on and the lenders polite. That means the AI industry needs to generate around $100 billion of annual profit before a single person gets rich, before a single promise is kept. That is the entry fee. Now, profit is not revenue. Suppose the industry manages a healthy 10% profit margin. To be clear, it currently does not. It manages the opposite. These models are ruinously expensive to train, and then ruinously expensive to run. Real electricity, real chips grinding away in real warehouses, and most of the big labs reportedly lose money on every single request served. Every question you ask costs them more than you paid to ask it. The entire industry is a restaurant that loses money on every plate and whose recovery plan is volume. But fine, be generous, imagine the margin problem gets solved and a healthy 10% appears. To produce $100 billion in profit at a 10% margin, the AI industry needs to generate roughly $1 trillion of revenue every year. So the question that decides everything is brutally simple. Where in the entire economy is there $1 trillion a year lying around for AI to take? Not advertising, too small. Not subscriptions from people asking a chatbot to write their dating profile, adorably too small. There is exactly one pool of money in America big enough, and it is the roughly $10 trillion white-collar wage economy, the salaries. The accountants, the paralegals, the analysts, the customer service reps, the middle managers who forward emails with the word thoughts. To make the maths work, AI must profitably capture about a tenth of that pool. In human terms, that is the equivalent of replacing something like 10 million American white-collar workers every single year. Read that again slowly. 10 million a year, not as a side effect, as the revenue target, and suddenly a lot of strange behavior makes perfect sense. Have you ever wondered why the bosses of the big AI labs, the Sam Altmans and Dario Amadeus of the world, spent years touring podcasts and conferences, solemnly prophesying that huge swaths of jobs will simply vanish? Entire professions, gone. White-collar work, hollowed out. They said it with the grave face of a man delivering a weather warning, and everyone assumed it was candor. It was not a forecast delivered reluctantly, it was delivered constantly, enthusiastically, to rooms full of investors. A gutted job market is a strange thing to keep promising the public, unless you understand what you just learned. The job apocalypse was never a warning, it was the sales forecast. They were not predicting your unemployment, they were pitching it, to investors, as the product. which makes you, the viewer, not a bystander in this story but the raw material. Congratulations, it is the closest thing to being in demand you have experienced in years. Savor it. There are executives in glass towers who have spent 4 years and $1 trillion trying to manufacture more of you, and you did it for free, from a couch, using only a series of poor decisions. And that brings us back to the stall. Anthropic's revenue curve was the market's live scoreboard for that bet. As long as the line went vertical, the story held. The workers are being replaced. The trillion is coming. Keep lending. The moment the line flattens at 74 billion, a number which, remember, needs to become a trillion, across the industry, profitably, the scoreboard starts whispering something very uncomfortable. The apocalypse is behind schedule. And a leveraged apocalypse that runs behind schedule has a technical name in finance, a cheeky little term called default risk. So why is the replacement not happening? Why can a machine that writes poetry and passes the bar exam not manage to hoover up 10 million jobs a year? Three reasons, and each one is a small masterpiece. Part 3. The Reckoning. Reason 1. The monopoly play is dead, and Beijing killed it. The American AI labs run closed models. They control the algorithm, the data, the computers, everything, and you access the intelligence only through them, at their prices. Losing money at those prices, by the way, and that is deliberate because it is the oldest playbook in tech. Burn billions, subsidizing a service below cost, drive every competitor out, and then, once you are the only shop in town, jack up the prices and harvest the whole economy. You have lived through this playbook already. The taxi apps spent a decade selling you $5 rides across town at a loss, funded by patient investors, right up until the competition thinned out and your airport run started costing more than the flight, plus a cheeky little surge multiplier because it drizzled. That was always the plan here too. The $1 trillion payday was always step 3. Except China never agreed to the script. Chinese labs with a fraction of America's computing power have produced open models that are, by most measures, slightly behind, level with, or occasionally ahead of the best American systems. Take Moonshot's Kimi K3, a model whose performance many developers reportedly find comparable to the flagship American brains for everyday work. Open, in this context, means the model itself can be downloaded, free, and run on your own machines. Nobody meters it, nobody can reprice it. And according to data from OpenRouter, which routes AI traffic worldwide, Chinese open models now reportedly account for more than 60% of all tokens used by American firms. Read that one more time. American companies, majority running Chinese models, because the price of free is a cheeky bit lower than the price of a monopoly. You cannot drive competitors out of business when the competitor's business model is not charging money. The jack-up price is ending, the entire third act of the plan is now off the table. Reason 2. The intelligence escaped the building. Through techniques with names like distillation and quantization, which Meerkat will translate as shrinking the brain in the wash, on purpose, those giant open models can be compressed into small local models that run on a decent desktop, a home server, honestly a good laptop, no subscription. No internet connection required, total privacy, because the words never leave your machine, and in the last few months these local models have become properly capable. One current favorite, a compressed Chinese model called Qin, reportedly performs on par with the American flagship models of barely a year ago, on a machine that fits under a desk. Think about the arithmetic of that. Last year's $100 a month product is this year's free download. The everyday tasks, the emails, the summaries, the boilerplate code, the things that make up most of what anyone actually asks an AI to do, have fallen, without ceremony, out of the paid tier. So picture the customer. Why would a business pay premium American prices, per word, forever, when a free brain running in a cupboard does the basics for the cost of electricity? The propensity to pay is collapsing at the exact moment the debt requires it to explode. It is a pincer, and the labs are the sausage in the middle. Reason 3, and this is the big one, replacing humans turned out to be really hard. Because here is what the prophets left out of the prophecy. Today's AI, for all the magic, is still a probability machine predicting the next likely word from its training data. Astonishing at remixing what exists, not capable of true reasoning about what does not. It is not inventing the warp drive. On a good day, it is a gifted intern with amnesia and unshakable confidence, and getting reliable work out of it takes constant human supervision, careful instructions, and someone checking whether it made up the case law again. Which, cheeky detail, it sometimes did, in actual courtrooms, and asked the people who use these tools hardest, the software engineers, the profession that was supposed to be automated first. What they report, over and over, is that getting genuinely good output means constant babysitting. Managing what the model can hold in its head, steering around the gaps in its training, building guardrails so it does not confidently demolish the codebase on a Friday. The productivity gains are real, but they arrive attached to a full-time human, which is precisely the component the business plan needed to delete. and the field results are in. Customer service was supposed to be the easy win, the lowest fruit on the whole tree. A recent survey of thousands of companies reportedly found that over 70% of the AI customer service agents that went live had to be rolled back or shut down over mistakes and miscommunications. Some companies, and Meerkat treasures this, laid off their human reps early to look visionary, watched the AI faceplant in front of paying customers, and then frantically hired the same humans back, presumably with a card that said "thinking of you." Across the whole economy, the most optimistic estimates put genuine AI job replacement at something under 100,000 workers a year. The business plan requires 10 million. That is not a rounding error. That is off by a factor of 100. If your diet plan missed by that margin, you would weigh more than the pond. And do notice what the profits are doing now. The same leaders who spent years promising the job apocalypse have reportedly begun, gently, carefully, walking it back. Softer language, longer timelines. Suddenly, it is about augmenting workers, empowering workers, working alongside workers. Nothing personal against workers, Meerkat translates. The apocalypse has been postponed due to the apocalypse not making any money. So pull the three reasons together and look at what remains. An industry that borrowed trillions against the profitable deletion of the white-collar workforce, that cannot raise prices because free Chinese robots undercut it, cannot rely on subscriptions because the intelligence now runs in cupboards, and cannot actually delete the workforce because the workforce keeps having to fix the AI's homework. The revenue that was supposed to become a trillion is stalling at 74 billion, and the interest bill does not do postponements. Which brings us to the behavior, because when the math stops working, you can always tell, not from what companies say, but from what they suddenly start doing. And right now, the AI industry is doing two things at once that should make the hairs on your neck file for overtime. First, there is a rush towards stock market listings at some of the most aggressive valuations ever attempted. Dream-priced offerings aimed squarely at the ordinary retail investor. And second, the same leaders are reportedly asking Washington for financial support, loan guarantees, backstops, a cheeky bit of taxpayer scaffolding under the whole edifice. Hold those two side by side. We are a historic investment opportunity, and also, government, please catch us. Companies confident in the future do not need catching. This is the classic final phase of every bubble Meerkat has ever studied. The insiders head briskly for the exit, and the exit is always the same door. It is shaped like a first-time investor who has just downloaded a trading app, and it might be shaped like you. So here is Meerkat's one piece of actual advice, given with love and mild despair. When those record-breaking AI listings arrive, and they are coming, wrapped in the most beautiful story you have ever heard, do not be the sucker at the table, because the way these endings work is fixed. The people at the top cash out at the peak, the story dies 6 months later, and somebody is left holding the bag, standing in the rubble, asking how a sure thing went to zero. That somebody is historically the last money in, the person who bought the story at the exact moment the storytellers were selling it. The dot-com era ended with taxi drivers and dentists holding worthless internet stock that founders had exited a year earlier. The pattern is old enough to have a pension. Do not be the last money in. You cannot afford to be any money in, which for once in your life is a structural advantage, poverty as a defensive moat. Finally, your era. While you wait to see how it breaks, three things to watch from the chair, and Meerkat knows the chair well, he has a folding one. 1. The next revenue reading. If the tracking holds around 8% a month, or slips further, the stall is a trend, and trillion-dollar promises do not survive trends. If it re-accelerates, Meerkat will happily eat a portion of this video with a cheeky squeeze of lemon. 2. The language of the profits. Every time job apocalypse becomes workforce augmentation in a keynote, that is the sales forecast being cut in public, in real time, using vocabulary as the press release. And 3, the listings. The moment the biggest names sprint for the stock market while their growth is visibly slowing, you are not watching a coronation, you are watching a handover, and your only job, a word Meerkat uses loosely with this audience, is to keep your hands in your pockets. And now the ending, which you have honestly earned because this whole saga contains one perfect joke and you are the punchline in a good way for once. Trillions of dollars, the smartest engineers alive, the biggest data centers ever constructed, all of it aimed at one goal, making the entire white-collar world unemployed, making everyone you, and it could not do it. The most expensive machine in human history set out to turn the global workforce into you, and reality said no, one is plenty. You sat on the couch, contributed nothing, and defeated $1 trillion by simply continuing to exist in a way that could not be automated, because automating it would produce no revenue. You are not obsolete, you are unprofitable to replace. Frame that. It is the finest compliment the modern economy will ever pay you. Meerkat is not telling you to buy anything, sell anything, or short anything. Meerkat is not a financial advisor. Meerkat is a small animal with a whiteboard, a thermos, and a fishing rod that has caught precisely nothing, which still makes it the second most productive member of this audience. Please do not sue Meerkat and please do not show him the comment section before breakfast. Like, subscribe, and Meerkat is going back to the pond now, where the fish ignore him all day and still contribute more to the economy than you do.